This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton. U.S. President Donald Trump's doctor says the president has tested negative for COVID-19 on consecutive days as Mr. Trump traveled to Florida for his first campaign rally since being diagnosed with the disease earlier this month. In a memo released Monday by the White House, Dr. Sean Conley said Trump was tested using a newer rapid coronavirus test from Abbott Laboratories. He did not say when Trump was tested. Conley said the negative tests, along with the other clinical and laboratory data, quote, indicate a lack of detectable viral replication. He also repeated an assessment that he gave over the weekend that Mr. Trump is no longer infectious to others. Trump returned to the campaign trail Monday for a busy week that includes stops in Florida, Pennsylvania, Iowa, North Carolina, and Wisconsin. They're his first campaign travel stops since his positive test for COVID-19 on October 2nd. Trump spent several days at Walter Reed National Military Medical Center and completed his COVID-19 treatment at the White House. Dr. Anthony Fauci, speaking on CNN before Trump left the White House for Florida on Monday, questioned the wisdom of holding an event like this. Test positivity rates, he noted, are climbing in that part of the country. He called holding an event asking for trouble. Mr. Trump has described himself on Sunday as being in very good shape and said he was no longer taking any medication. Early voting in the U.S. presidential election in the southern state of Georgia stalled for a couple of hours Monday while electronic poll books were fixed. Early voting has now started in 40 of the 50 U.S. states. Election officials say more than 7.3 million people have cast ballots in the election that is scheduled to be held November the 3rd. You can find more on that and other stories at our website, voanews.com. This is VOA News. Facebook announced on Monday it is updating its hate speech policy and will ban all posts that deny or distort the Jewish Holocaust. Chief Executive Mark Zuckerberg said in a Facebook post on Monday that with rising anti-Semitism, the company is expanding its policy to prohibit such content. He added, if people search for the Holocaust on Facebook, we'll start directing you to authoritative sources to get accurate information. The announcement follows a hashtag No Denying It campaign by the Conference on Jewish Material Claims Against Germany. The nonprofit Anti-Defamation League said on Facebook that it was pleased the social media giant, quote, has finally taken the step we have been asking for nearly a decade, remove Holocaust denial from their platform. The ADL also said they now need to be transparent and document the steps being taken to keep this hate off the platform. The move is the latest in a series of measures being taken by Facebook to delete or ban offensive or false information, particularly ahead of the November 3rd presidential election in the United States. Haitian President Jovenel Moïse is calling on the country's justice and police departments to bring to light the circumstances surrounding the death earlier this month of a university student, allegedly at the hands of police. Moïse also appealed to student protesters to remain calm as the nation awaits the findings of investigators in the case of 29-year-old Gregory Saint-Hilaire. University students in the capital, Port-au-Prince, organized 5 days of protests last week to demand justice and revenge in the death of Saint-Hilaire. He was killed on university grounds while demanding the teaching job he had been promised after graduating. The National Ministry of Education signed an agreement with Saint-Hilaire's University, offering internships and teaching jobs to graduates. That didn't happen, angering students who have accused officials of playing politics. Emergency services were clearing debris of a collapsed building Monday in the densely populated city of Lagos in Nigeria. The collapse left at least 8 people dead. The cause of the incident, which happened on Sunday, remains unknown. Building collapses are common in Africa's most populous country, where millions live in dilapidated properties. Construction laws are routinely ignored. Dozens of people were helping with the clearing operation. Many victims are believed to be trapped in the rubble. And Belarus's government says police will now be permitted to use firearms against protesters if need be, as demonstrations demanding the resignation of President Alexander Lukashenko continued on Monday. The country's interior ministry said in a statement that the rallies have become organized and extremely radical. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton from Washington. This week.